Shortly after Theresa May was named Britain's new prime minister, German media wasted no time in hailing her as the British Merkel, as in Germany's Angela Merkel. But for all the two women's apparent similarities, when it comes to the UK's exit from the European Union, the leaders of Germany and Britain have some major differences. Esme Nicholson reports.
It seems that Angela Merkel and Theresa May have quite a bit in common. Both rose to power within their respective conservative parties to the surprise of their male colleagues. Both are reputed to be tough yet pragmatic negotiators who steer clear of political gossip, and commentators attribute Merkel and May's disciplined work ethic to the fact that their fathers were both pastors. But there's one similarity the media has really milked: the fact that they are women, prompting countless trivial analyses of their ostensible soft power, love of cooking, and sartorial decisions.
The obsession with her shoes, or that she has a nice husband who is prepared to fade into the background, or, like Merkel, she has no children, these things are not relevant, they're simply condescending.
Anja Meyer is parliamentary correspondent for the German daily Die Tageszeitung.
I think there's a deep-rooted fear of female leaders, who are still a rarity in this world and somewhat novel. And this fear spawns disparaging remarks.
But as Theresa May met Angela Merkel in Berlin, the media focus switched to their differences and how these will affect the messy business of implementing Brexit. Alan Crawford, co-author of a biography on Merkel, foresees friction between the two leaders.
Their fundamental views are polar opposites, in that the Chancellor is a very committed European, and I certainly detect that there's a lack of understanding as to what Britain is doing. At the same time, Merkel has said that they have to accept the fact that Britain has voted this way, and so she'll deal with it. But that's where the tension will start to appear, I think.
At their joint news conference last Wednesday, Theresa May talked of controlling immigration from the EU into the UK. But Angela Merkel dodged the issue by insisting Britain must invoke Article 50, the official trigger to start divorce proceedings, before official negotiations can begin.
We will wait to hear what Britain wants, then we'll issue a response. Right now there's no point in 27 member states saying, if they do this, we will do that. That will only destabilize Europe.
For Merkel and other EU member states, freedom of movement for EU citizens is sacrosanct. But it was clear that May was eager to strike a cordial tone with Merkel. She promised Brexit will not mean walking away from Europe and that Britain will remain outward looking.
I think what is very important is we have two women here who, if I may say so, I think get on with the job and both want to deliver the best possible results for the people of the UK and the people of Germany.
Clearly receptive to May's plain spoken sentiments, Merkel responded by saying that she endorses them wholeheartedly. Merkel also signalled that she supports May's intention not to trigger Article 50 before 2017. Having bought more time, both leaders conveniently have the summer recess to ponder how their new relationship will develop. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.